Random House Audio presents The Smoke at Dawn, a novel of the Civil War by Jeff Shara. Read for you by Paul Michael. To the reader. This novel is the third in what will become a four-book set, taking place in the Western Theater of the Civil War. As with the first two in the series, I follow several historical figures by telling you the story through their eyes, from their own points of view. Though the history is accurate and every event happened as portrayed, because there are thoughts and dialogue, this has to be described as fiction. This story deals with the critical campaign around Chattanooga in the fall of 1863. Consistent throughout this entire series is the voice of Union General William T. Sherman. Here, as well, are Ulysses S. Grant and George Thomas. On the Confederate side are two widely different personalities, Confederate Commanding General Braxton Bragg and Major General Patrick Claiborne. Also in this story is a voice I introduced in the first two books, that of Private Fritz Dutchy Bauer. I have come to accept that no story like this can be told effectively without focusing on the man with the musket, who truly determines if the decisions of the generals will succeed or fail. In every case, my research takes me back to this time, to the thought processes of the characters themselves. I'm often asked about my research, and many times I've been asked, "How do you write the dialogue?" There is no easy answer to that. The acknowledgments section in the print edition of this book offers a glimpse into the original.